Amen. Hope College, you can be seated. Give it up again for the worship team, for them leading us. So grateful for their sacrifice every week. If you are a visitor, just saying hello. Hello. Any visitors here? Visit day? Okay. Good to see you. If you're not from these parts, I'm not either. And so I can just be honest up front and tell you that this weather is some foolishness. But Jesus is still on the throne. Amen. Amen. So in Campus Ministries, every spring, we select six seniors, and basically they share in a chapel service their testimony, like just giving testimony to God's favor, God's goodness in their life, even in the midst of trial and tribulation. And our first person up is this young man, Tucker Marty. Tucker is from Cincinnati, Ohio, Grater's Ice Cream, you know, from Cincinnati. And he's a business major, and he's going to share today. And so y'all give it up one more time for him.
Thanks for watching.
I'm going to be honest with you all. Life is hard. Oftentimes it feels like we as Hope students, maybe you're not a Hope student, maybe you're just a parent or somebody in the Holland community, but we feel like we have to have it all together. I'm going to be real with you guys today and tell you I do not have this thing called life together. Oftentimes it feels like I'm running into a brick wall over and over again. It feels like I'm screwing up. Sometimes I just feel alone. But here's the message today. God shows up. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says this, and many of you guys may know this, but it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You, as in us, you will seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with all of your heart." Today I'm going to share a bit about my life. My prayer is that it's not a witness to me, rather it's a witness to what God has done in my life and to how God has shown up. I grew up as a young boy, and I loved more than anything sports, man. Sports was like who I was. I don't know if there's anyone like that in here today, but I love sports so much. I played baseball, I played basketball, played football, and for me, man, football was like my life. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I was like that kid on the playground who, like, would tell his other friends, like, "Hey, I'm gonna be in the NFL someday, like, just watch, man." So that was me. I remember that, like, every single Halloween, I would wear my football pads and, like, with my cousin, go around trick-or-treating, and yeah, that was me. And so there was this one day, I was in eighth grade, so I was, I think, 13 at the time, and we had football practice, and we got some probably football guys in the back, and they know this, but usually there's, like, one tackling drill each practice, and so we did a tackling drill in practice, and I've got a buddy, his name is Hudson Rogers, and Hudson's like, he's taller than me, he's a bit bigger than me too, but I was going up against Hudson, and Hudson was the ball carrier for this drill, and so he was standing about 5 yards, 5 to 7 yards away from me, and I was like back here, I got down like this, my linebacker stance, and got my hands going right here, eyes are locked into Hudson's, and so I'm just like ready to go, man, I'm ready. And then the whistle blew, or the coach said, "Go!" And so we sprint at each other, and Hudson, like, he's a tight end. He's not a running back. He lowers his shoulder, and I was a linebacker. I lower my head, and if you football guys, you don't want to lower your head if you tackle. And Hudson, man, he trucked me. Like, he ran me over so bad, I, like, literally fell back, and I'm, like, on the ground. I just remember trying to, like, stand up, and, like, my vision's all black and fuzzy. I, like, tried to stand up, and I, like, fell back down. I was, like, and I ended up being okay, but I had, like, never been trucked before, so that was, like, crazy. But the thing is, a couple days later, I started having these headaches in the back of my head. So I told my mom, I was like, "Mom, I get these headaches. Like, I've never had a concussion before, but it's probably a concussion." So she's like, "Okay, we'll go get it checked out." And so we go to the doctor, and she's like, "Huh, it's interesting. The headaches are in the back of your head. I would go get an MRI." So my mom took me to get an MRI. And the results of that MRI came back to be the worst news of my life. As a 13-year-old kid who just wanted to play football for the rest of his life and play in the NFL, I was told that I would never be able to play football again. And something that I cared so much about and loved deeply that dream was just like shattered. I don't know if you guys have ever had something like that in your life where like a dream is shattered, man. It sucks. Or maybe you lost a loved one or your parents got divorced or there's been something you've just struggled with over and over and over again. And it just is hard. But I stand here today to tell you not that that was the worst news in my life. Rather, in fact, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Here's why. So my dad was talking, my mom and dad, who are both here today. Thanks for coming, mom, dad. They told me the story not so long after my surgery. They said, you know, we sat down with Dr. Crone, Dr. Crawford, and he said to us, he's like, Mr. Marty, Mrs. Marty, your son Tucker, had he gained 50 more pounds of muscle, gotten into high school, and went to make one more tackle like he did against Hudson, man, he could have been paralyzed or even worse. So I stand here today to tell you guys this. God shows up. God shows up. As a 13-year-old boy, I had this crazy brain and spinal fusion. I think we got a picture of it, too. So it's pretty gnarly. Like, if you're into medicine and, like, medical stuff, like, that's what I got in the back of my head. So if you're, like, want to, like, feel the screws and stuff, you can ask me about it. Like, you can literally feel them in my head. So they put that in my head. I can't turn my neck nearly as far as anybody else. My friends make fun of me because I'm, like, stiff neck and stuff. So as a 13-year-old boy, I had so much pain. This was like a year-long recovery. I was in a neck brace for 6 months. I missed 3 months of school. I lost a bunch of weight, and I essentially had to relearn how to walk and regain balance. So I went through all this physical pain, and it was hard. But the thing that I learned was that this physical pain was nothing compared to that emotional pain that I experienced of a dream being taken from me. So for the first time in my life, I literally started praying to God. I had never really done this before, but I started praying, God, like, why? Why me? Why now? Like, why not another kid who wasn't that good at football? Like, I probably prayed that, honestly. But I was just like, why? Like, I don't know what you have for this. But slowly and surely, I started seeing these prayers get answered. And every time I went to the doctor, man, like my x-rays came back good. And I got into a Bible study and I started to see the Word of God and like actually see how it affected my life. And then there was this one day my dad came to me. He said, Tucker, I know your dream has been crushed, man. You wanted to play linebacker. You can't do that anymore. But he's like, I got an idea for you. He said, have you ever thought about learning how to kick for the football team? You see, it's a non-contact position. You could still do it. And I look at my dad, and I said, Dad, you're crazy, man. Like, the kickers for the football team, if we got a kicker in here, sorry, but usually they're not the most athletic guys in the field. So I was like, I don't want to do that. But a week later, I came to my dad, and I said, Dad, I want to learn how to kick. Like, I want to stick with playing football. And so for the next year, my dad and I went down to the field 4 times a week and just like, kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked. And for 3 years in high school, I became the kicker for the football team. And I was just starting to see God show up in my life. So I came to Hope College on fire. I was on fire for what God had done in my life up to that point. And I was on fire for what God was going to do for me, achieving my dream of playing football here. And then a weekend of being here at Hope in team camp, I learned again that I would not be able to play football. Right again, my dreams were crushed. I was told that the surgery that I had had when I was a little boy would be too much of a risk and liability to play here. So right again, I was like, man, what the heck? Like, God, why is this happening to me? But here's the thing. This time was different. I knew deep down in my heart that my foundation, it was not anymore in football. I honestly believe deep in my heart my foundation was in Christ. And so as God does so often, he started showing up. I joined the Emersonian fraternity. We've got the fellows sitting down here. And I didn't see myself joining a fraternity, but I remember meeting guys like Dirk Green and Andrew Harrison, Ben Coffin, Ryan Art, guys that welcomed me with wide open arms, and they've inspired me to do the same. I joined Hamilton Young Life, and my good friend Steve, who's here today, pulled me along into that with him, and through that we met our great friend Sam Starks and just have built these awesome relationships. I've been able to walk alongside some awesome high school dudes who just show me what it looks like to be consistent and to continue to show up. And then finally, I joined a Bible study my freshman year, and I remember sitting in the way back corner. I listened to a senior at the time, his name was Rob Kish, stand up here and give a senior witness, and I just remember the honesty that he shared with. I went up to Rob afterwards, and I said, "Rob, let's grab coffee sometime. I want to hear more." And so we grabbed coffee, and by the end of that time getting coffee, we said, "Let's get a group of guys together and have a Bible study." And so that group of guys is here today, and they've just pushed me to grow and to know who God is and to know what it means in my life. And so without those group of guys, man, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have a faith like I do today. So I'm here today to tell you guys that my plans weren't really God's plans. Like, he didn't, what I had in store wasn't what he had in store, but God's plans were so much better. God showed up. Life is not going to be easy, you guys. Like, the person to your left and person to your right, you may know them, you might not know them. But here's the thing. They're probably dealing with something. They're probably going through something that you may know or you may not know. But the thing I'm learning is that God doesn't want us to stay in whatever that is. God wants to pull us through that. God wants to show up. Now, if you're here today and you're like, "Man, I just don't see God in my life. I don't see him show up. There's this really hard thing that I'm going through." I want to go back to Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you." So God's got these awesome plans for us all. But the second part I think is even cooler. So if you say God's not showing up, man, this part says, God says, "I will listen to you. You, as in us, will seek him. And when we seek him with all of our heart, you'll find him." So hope, whatever you're facing today, whatever you're facing tomorrow, whatever you might face a year from now, 2 years, whatever, know this: God shows up. Go in peace.